Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, Erev Tov, Erev Tov here. Fifth day of the Shavuot right here, here, here. Upper Room, we call this Upper Room of Zion. Here the Thursdays, the podcast, today's daily psalm is 18. Here we're in a double portion, sealing up the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Numbers, or in the Hebrew sense, Bamidbar, the 42nd and 43rd sabbatical studies here for this Shabbat Strong. So, Matchalim. Nachnu, here we go. Kadima. Forward, Kadima.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Upper room. And so here we have a psalm. Psalm 18. Chavarim, like to get into today's daily psalm. We touched on previously an overview, the Q&As for the Matot. The first of this double portion here, Matot, tribes. Second part of this double portion, Masae, journeys and trods. This double portion for Shabbat, Matot, Masae. Sabbath, double portion, Sabbath, tribes and journeys. But here we have a psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 18. So here, let's get a first ear here for the Upper Room of Zion, the podcast, Thursday podcast. Here, a kind of an intro, scriptural intro and point of reference, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. Matchalim, here we go.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
So here, today's daily psalm. Kadima, forward.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 18.
מזמור י"ח למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד אשר דיבר לאדוני את דברי השירה הזאת ביום הציל אדוני אותו מכף כל אויביו ומיד שאול ויאמר
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trusted him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Here, 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 today's daily psalm, psalm of victory, psalm 18, psalm 18, Chavarim, Yahuwah, Jehovah also thundered in the heavens, and Elyon, Elyon, the highest, the most high, gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Here, 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 gonna bring forth a little dove, Augustus Pablo. Augustus Pablo dubbing with the Don, here, 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 dubbing with Yadon. But here to this particular verse right here, you know, give the Rhema, the right now, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, also thundered in the heavens, and Elyon gave his voice. Hey, oh, yeah.
My advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. 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 You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments. Of the Ten Commandments. Elaborate on hand. Elaborate on hand. Elaborate.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
We're here at Baruch of Zion right here, look over the Midrash, seeking him. Come study the word right here. Augustus Pablo here, dubbing with the Don here for this Midrash for Psalm 18, dubbing with Yadom. Yes, I, Rastafari, I. S-I.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, a midrash, a study on Mizmor Yud Chet, on Psalm 18, Psalm XVIII, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malachi, Tzedek, a midrash on Mizmor Yod Chet. Yud Chet, Psalm XVIII, Psalm 18. La Menatseyach, Le Abediyawa, Le Dawid Asher Diber La Yahua, Eta Divrei Ahashira Hazota, De Yoma Hitzil Yahua, Oto. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, La Menatseyach, Le Eveda Yahuwah, servant for the servant of Jehovah, Le David of David, Asher Diber La Yahuwah, who spoke to Jehovah the words. Eta divrei hashira hazot, the words of this song. Eta divrei hashira hazot, b'yom, in the day, b'yom hitzil Yahuwah oto, in the day that Jehovah delivered him, snatched him, delivered him. The words, song, in the day that Jehovah delivered him. The words, song, Hashira Hazot, this song, Hashira Hazot, B'yom Hitzil Yahuwah Oto, are to be read in the light, the illumination of the verse found in Psalm 74 and 16. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Rav Yudan taught the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah. All that David said in his Sefer Tehillim, Book of Psalms, Book of Praises, applies to himself and to call Israel, to all of Israel, all of Israel, and to all the ages. And so, in the verse above, David is saying to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ribonu Shela Olam, Master of the world, thou didst miracles for us, for I and I, in the night. And we, I and I, sang a song to thee, I, in the night, as in the words of Psalm 42, verse 9, Hebraically, in the night his song shall be with me, shall be with I. And also in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, where it reads, ye, y'all, shall have a song as in the night, when a feast is hallowed, when a moed is set apart, sanctified, is hallowed, made holy, made isla. Thou didst miracles for us, for I and I, in the day, beyond. And we, I and I, sing a song to thee to the eye in the day, beyond, as in the words. Laminatia Le'evadiyahua Le'dawi Asher diber la'yahua Eta divreya hashira hazot abiyom Hitzil yahua Oto A son of Dawi who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah delivered him. Eta divrei hashira hazot biyom hitzili Yahuwa oto. In another comment, these words are read for the leader, a psalm of David, who spoke la Yahuwa to Jehovah the words of this song all the day. Elsewhere, scripture says in Psalm 71 and 15, my mouth shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day. You will find that in his praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be he, David did not omit mention of any part of the body. With his head, Rosho, his Rosh, his Rosh, his head, David praised Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying in Psalm 23, verse 6, thou anointest Roshi, my head, my Rosh, my Ras, with oil. With his eyes, David praised Isis Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying in Psalm 25, 15, mine eyes are ever turned toward Jehovah. With his mouth, David praised Isis Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying in Psalm 71 and 15, my mouth shall tell of thy righteousness. With his ears, David praised Isis Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying in Psalm 40 and 7, mine ears hast thou opened. With his throat, for he said in Psalm 69, verse 4, I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My throat is dry. With his tongue, for he said in Psalm 35, 28, my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness all the day long. With his lips, for he said in Psalm 119, verse 174, my lips shall utter praise, Isis, with his heart. For he said in Psalm 45 and 2, my heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. With his reins, his kidneys, with his reins. For he said in Proverbs 23 and 16, yea, my reins shall rejoice with his hands. For he said in Psalm 143 and 6, I stretch forth my hands to thee, to the eye, with his feet. For he said in Psalm 26 and 12, my foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations, the aggregations, will I bless Yahuwah Jehovah with his inmost parts. For he said in Psalm 40 and 9, yea, thy law, Torah Shekah, is in my inmost parts. And finally, with all the parts of his body together, for he said in Psalm 35 and 10, all my bones shall say, Yahweh Jehovah, who is like to thee, the I? With nafsho, his soul, his suke, his psyche, also David praised Isis Ha'el, the true good, the true God, for he said in Psalm 103:1, bless Jehovah, O my soul, nafshi, O my psyche, and with his breath, for he said in the words of Psalm 150:6, let make everything that hath breath praise Yahweh, praise Jehovah. And at the last, David said, even though I praise Isis thee, the I, with all these, I must needs praise thee more. As is said in the words of Psalm 71:15, my mouth shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day. Hence, here it is said, even in the words of today's daily psalm, Lamanat Ayah, Lidawid Asher, Diber Layahwa, Et Divre Hashira Hazot Beyom, Hitzil Yahwa, Oto, Son of David, who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song all the day, who spoke et divrei hashira hazot beyom. A further comment on la menatzeyach le'evadi Yahuwah le'dawid, for the leader lamnat Eyah, La Menat Eyah, for the leader, the overcomer, a song of David, the servant of Jehovah, Le Ebed Yahweh, Le David. Why did David presume to call himself Ebed Yahweh, Ebed Yahweh, the servant of Jehovah, to prove that when a man repents of a sin, a chatat, a sin, an ukri, that enmeshed him, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, heaps honor upon him and bestows upon him the name, quote, beloved, end quote, the name beloved. Come, see the truth of this in the story of Korah, Korah's sons. Before they repented, they were not called Shoshanim, but after despairing of the deeds of their father and repenting, they were called Shoshanim, lilies. As is said, for the leader upon Shoshanim, Livnei Korah, for the sons of Korah, in Psalm 45:1. So it was with David, so it was with David. You find that before he repented of that deed of his name Shemo was not written among the host of Shemaim of heaven. But after he repented, Teshuva had a change of mind. His name, Shemo, was written among the hosts of Shemaim, the host of heaven. And he could call himself Ebed Yahuwah, Ebed Yahuwah, the servant of Jehovah. Another comment on Lamanat Eyach, Le'evadi Yahuwah, Le'dawid, for the leader, a song of David, the servant of Jehovah. to find in Scripture that whenever a man calls himself a Ebed, a servant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also calls him Ebed, servant. Abraham called himself a Ebed, a servant, Ebed, for he said, My Lord, pass not away, I pray thee, I, from thy servant, in Bereshit, in Genesis 18 and 3. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Abraham a Ebed, a servant, as is said in Bereshit, Genesis 26 and 24, for my servant Abraham's sake. Yaakov, Jacob, calls himself a Ebed, a servant, for he said, Oh, Elohim, O God, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies that thou, the I, hast shown to thy servant in Bereshit, in Genesis 32:11. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Yaakov, called Jacob, a Ebed, a servant, as is said in Isaiah 44 and 2. Fear not, O Yaakov, my servant. Moses called himself an Ebed, a servant, for he said, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 3:24. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Moshe a Ebed, a servant, Bariah, as is said, my servant Moshe is not so, in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 12 verse 7. David called himself a Ebed in the Hebrew, Bariah in the Royal Amharic, Bariah, for he said in Psalm 116:16, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called David and Ebed Bariah, as is written in 2 Samuel 3:18. By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people, Israel, my people, Israel. There are some also who did not call themselves servants, but whom nevertheless HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, called servants. Yitzhak, Isaac, did not call himself an Ebed, a servant, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Yitzhak, Isaac, and Ebed, a servant, as is written in Shemot, in Exodus 32 and 13. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants. Yehoshua, Joshua, did not call himself a Ebed, a servant, but HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, called Yehoshua, Joshua, a servant, as is written in Joshua 24:29. It came to pass after these things that Yehoshua, Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, died. In truth, there were many men like Shaul, Saul, Eliyahu, Elijah, Elisha, and more besides, who did not call themselves servant, but whom nevertheless HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch, who, blessed be he, called servants. On the other hand, there were those who called themselves servants, but whom HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, did not call servants. Shlomo, Solomon, called himself a Ebed, a servant, for he said, Yahuwah Elohai, O Jehovah, my Elohim, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart, in 1 Kings 3 and 9. And Daniel also, for he said in Daniel 9:17, now therefore our Elohim, hear the prayer of thy servant. But HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, did not call them servants. Lit David, Asher Diber, La Yahuwah, Et Divrei Hashira Hazot Biyom, Hitzil Yahuwah, Oto Mikafa Kol Oibayo. A song of David, who spoke to Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah delivered him from all his enemies. Lidawi Asher Diber La Yahuwah Et Divrei Hashira Hazot Biyom Hitzil Yahuwah Oto Mikaf Call Oibayo. What is meant by the phrase, this song? What is meant by the phrase Hashira Hazot? Rav Yudan explained it by citing from another mizmor, another psalm, namely Psalm 71 verse 7, I am as a sign to many. By that David meant, I sang no song until I was reviled, until four giants fell by my hand, yea, until the fourth of them fell by my hand, the one who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. So the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, will not sing a song to thee, the I, until they will have been reviled, until four giant kingdoms will have fallen by their hand. Yea, until there will have fallen by their hand that kingdom whose men have six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. And what is the evidence for this parallel? David was reviled by Goliath, by Goliath, who also reviled the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, while he was cussing David. Yeah. Then Goliath fell by David's by David's hand. So too, the fourth one fell, who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. As it is written even in 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 21, verses 20 to 21. There was the man, Madon, that had on every hand six fingers, and on every foot six toes, 24 in number. And Yonatan, Jonathan, the brother of David, slew him. And four giants fell by the hand of David, as it is written even in 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 21, verse 22. These four were born to Orpah in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David, David and by the hand of his servants. And following this, in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 22 and 1, it reads, David spoke to Yahuwah Jehovah the words of this song in the day that Jehovah had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. Lidawid Asher Diber La Yahuwah et Divrei Hashira Hazot Biyom Hitzili Yahuwah Oto Mikaf Kol Oibayo. Likewise, when HaMashiach, when the Messiah comes, may it be soon and in our own days, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, will not sing this song until HaMashiach, until the Messiah will have been reviled, and of whom it is said, even in Psalm 89, verse 52, thine enemies, O Yahuwah Jehovah, have reviled the footsteps of thine anointed, of thine Mashiach. Will not sing it until by his hand there will have fallen that kingdom whose men have six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot, these being men of wicked, of ratchet Rome. Of that it is said, even in Daniel, in Daniel 2, verse 42, the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay. Will not sing it accordingly until there have fallen four sovereign nations by HaMashiach, by Mashiach's Yad, by the Messiah's hand. For it is said, even in Zechariah 14 and 2, I will gather all nations, all goyim, Gentiles, international community against Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, to battle. And directly after, it is said even in Zechariah chapter 14, next verse, verse 3, Yahuwah Jehovah shall go forth and fight against those goyim, against those nations, the international community. Then will the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, sing this song, as is written in Psalm 98 and 1. Sing to Jehovah a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. Another comment on Hashira Hazot, this song, Hashira Hazot, Rav Simon said, a man is not permitted to sing this song whenever he wishes to sing it, but when a miracle is done for him, he is permitted to sing this song. Then he may be sure that his sins, his akris, will be forgiven him, and that he will be as if created anew. Thus, like this, when a miracle was done for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, they were permitted to sing Hashira Hazot, this song, as it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 15 and 1, then sang Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael this song, La Yahuwah to Jehovah. Thereupon all their sins, their ukaris, were forgiven. For it is said at the song's end, according to Shemot, Exodus 15 and 22, that Moshe took Yisrael away from the Yam Suf, away from the Etra Bahir, away from the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, away from the Eritrean Sea. This is to say that Moses took the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, away from Hachet, the sin, the Akari, that they had continued in even at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Etra Bahir, as it is said, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Mitzrayim, thy wonders in Egypt, thy wonders in Canaan, the multitude of thy mercies, but were rebellious, even at the Yam Suf, even at the Sea of Reeds, even at the Etra Bahir, even at the Eritrean Sea, even at the Red Sea. You find also that a miracle was done for Yisrael in the days of Barak and Deborah, and when they were permitted to sing Hashirah Hazot, this song, for it is said, even in Judges chapter 5, verse 1, verse 2c, then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, bless ye Jehovah. And the proof that the Bnei Yisrael, that the sons, the children of Israel, were then forgiven their sins, their ukaries, the end of Deborah's song, the end of Deborah's song in Judges chapter 6, verse 1, and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Of this verse, Rav Abahu said, quote, repeatedly it is written in Shoftim and Judges, the children of Yisrael, again, did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, of Jehovah. In Judges chapter 3, verse 12, in Judges chapter 4, verse 1, in Judges chapter 10, verse 6, and in Judges chapter 13, verse 1. Yet, the end of Deborah's song, it reads, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, of Jehovah, as if to say that the beginning of their evil doing came in the days of Deborah, of Deborah. But what of the evil they had done in earlier days? To this scripture replies that on the day the Bnei Yisrael were permitted to sing Hashirah Hazot, this song, with Deborah, Deborah, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruchu, blessed be He, forgave them. Of David also, it is said that after a miracle was done for him, he was permitted to sing Hashirah Hazot, this song. And the proof that the evil that David had done did was forgiven him? The song's end, where it is written, according to 2 Samuel, Shemuel, 2 Samuel 23 and 1, these are the later doings of David, of David, the man who was raised up by means of repentance, teshuah. And what was the evil that David had done formerly? To this scripture replies that HaKadosh, the Holy, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, forgave David, his earlier evil doing. Biyom hitzliyahua oto mikafa kol oibayo umiyad Shaul, in the day that Jehovah delivered him, snatched him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Beyom Hitzil Yahuwah Oto Mikaf Kol Oibayo Umiyad Shaul. Does this mean that on one and the same day, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, delivered David from the hand of all his enemies, Koloi Bayu, as well as from the hand of Shaul, Umiyada Shaul? No. The text implies that in the balance, Shaul, Saul's enmity, hatred, Saul's enmity was equal to all of David's enemies and troubles together. For when one Yehudi, one Jew, brings another Yehudi, another Jew, into court, he is harder on him than are our enemies among Hagoyim, among the Gentiles. As scripture says in Jeremiah 5:26, among me, my people are found wicked, ratchet men. They set a trap. They catch men. So in the story of Shimson, of Samson, it was only after he said to the men of Yehuda, according to Judges 15:12, swear to me, swear to I that ye, that y'all, will not fall upon me yourselves, that he let them bind him. Shlomo, Solomon said in Proverbs 18:19, ach, a brother offended, an ach, a brother, a wendem, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong
Psalm 18.
Mizmor Yudhet, Lamnatseah Le'eved Adonai Le'David, Asher Diber L'Adonai Et Divre Hashira Hazot, Beyom Hitzil Adonai Oto Mikaf Kol Oivav, Umiyat Shaul, Vayomar.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trusted him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language. Learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians. Learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see? Can you see? See the English language? See the English language? Join your mentality. Join your mentality. Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. the same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same
have
force,
not the same force
in them. In them. In them.
So here, this is Majesty Gurmawi Nagus and the guest, and Imperial Majesty says, Ivrayist, Yemesaratawi Kwankwa, in other words, the foundation, groundation of language right here, especially scripturally speaking. Here, a little more of dubbing with the Don Augustus Pablo here. A little more of dubbing with Yadin right here on today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, Dawid's victory. Victory song. Yes, I. Stay tuned.
And he said, Erhamka. And he said, Wayomar Erhamka. And he said, I love thee. Wayomar Erhamka. Yahuwah Chizki. I love thee, O Jehovah Chizki. My strength. In the Aramaic version, this reads, Rahamit, I love thee, O Jehovah, my strength. Rechim, Raham, Reish, Chet, and Mem, in Aramaic clearly means to love. For in the Aramaic Targum interpretation, the term love in Devarim, Deuteronomy 6 and 5, thou shalt love Yahweh Eloheka, is also rendered with the Hebrew letters Resh, Chet, and Mem, R, H, and M, Rechem. Erhamka, may also be understood as, quote, I call thee compassionate, rahum, and gracious, or I fill thee with compassion, rachmin, for thy creatures, or I make thee loved by thy creatures. Rav Nechemiah said in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish, Dawid wished to use a single word that would include all the following meanings, such as rock, fortress, deliverer. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, told Dawid. So the Holy Spirit, the Ayla Irit, the Ruach HaKadosh, told Dawid, use the word strength. Use the word strength. Chizki. Jehovah is my rock and my fortress. Yahweh Salaia Ua Mitzudati. Here, Hebraically today, daily psalm, Psalm 18, here at verse 3. My rock, Sol-E, my mountain fastness, and my fortress, Ur Mitzvodati, thou art my fortress, Mitzvodati, because in thy name, Shinka, I sally forth to capture Harasha, to capture the ratchet, the wicked. What prompted Dawid to praise Ha'ev, the true good, the true God, as a rock? Salah. Surely because a miracle was done for Dawid, David, at a rock. As it is said, even in 1 Shmuel 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 25 to 28. David came down into a rock, and Shaul, Saul, pursued after David. And David made haste to get away, for Shaul, Saul, and his men compassed David and his men round about. But there came a messenger to Shaul, saying, "Haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land." Wherefore Shaul, Saul, went against the Philistines. Therefore they called that place the Rock of Divisions. Vayashav Shaul mirdof achrei David, vayelecha likrat haPlishtim al ken karu lamakom hahu selaa ha machlekot selaa ha machlekot. Therefore they called that place karu lamakom hahu selaa ha machlekot selaa ha machlekot, the Rock of Divisions. Rav Abba took the phrase, "Saul and his men compassed David round about," to mean that Saul, Shaul, and his men encompassed David as a crown encompasses a man's rosh, a man's ras, a man's head. But Rav Yanai took it to mean that Shaul, Saul, and his men encompassed David as with a helmet. And David made haste implies that when David found himself hard pressed by Shaul, by Saul, he said, "In vain did Samuel anoint me, anoint I, and say to me, and say to I, Yahweh, Jehovah hath anointed thee, I, to be captain over his inheritance." Even in 1 Samuel 10 and 1. Where now is Shemuel's anointing, Messiah-ing? Where now is Shemuel's promise? David was referring to these questions when he declared, even in Psalm 116 and 11, "I said in my haste, all men are liars." To this question, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, "Callest thou Shemuel liar, Chazal? I bear witness of Shemuel, of Samuel, that he is trustworthy. For it is said, even in 1 Samuel 3 and 20, all Yisrael, call Yisrael from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Shemuel, Samuel, was trustworthy as a Nabi, a prophet of Yahweh, of Jehovah. But there came a messenger to Shaul, to Saul, 1 Samuel 23 and 27. Rabbi took messenger to refer to a messenger from Shemaim, Shemaima, from heaven above. Since David says, even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 17, "He sent from above, he took me, he took I. Yishlacha miya maroma yikacheni. He sent from above, yishlach mi marom. He took I, yikacheni." But Rav Yudan maintained that the messenger was an ordinary courier. Rav Phineas, however, said to Rav Yudan, would an ordinary courier have presumed to give a king counsel? Yet he said to Shaul, Saul, in 1 Samuel 23:27, hasty and come. And so he must have been a messenger from above, from heaven above. Yishlach mi marom yikacheni. Alkin ahu la makom hahu sela'a ha machilikot. Therefore they called that place the Rock of Divisions. 1 Samuel 23:28. Alkin. Therefore, Alkin, Ka'u la makom ha'hu. Therefore, they called that place Sela'a ha-machlikot. The Sela'a ha-machlikot. The Rock of Machlikot of Division. Why was the place called Rock of Divisions? Why was the place called Sela'a HaMachlikot? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani says, the rock was so called because there Shaul, Saul's mighty man, Hayalan, were divided concerning David. Some saying, quote, now that son of Jesse is in our hands, let us make us not turn away from him. Others saying, Yisrael war, Israel's war comes first. This son of Jesse can always be found. Rav Eliezer said, the rock was so called because it was divided completely from end to end. Shaul, Saul, and his mighty men standing on one part, and David and his men on the other part. To this division, David refers in saying in Psalm 144 and 10, it is he that giveth salvation to kings, salvation to two kings, Shaul and David, Saul and David. Shaul, Saul, who was delivered from the shedding of blood, and David, who was delivered from the sword of Shaul, the sword of Saul. As it is said in Psalm 144 and 10, who delivereth David, his servant, from the hurtful sword. Another comment on Alkin Karu La Makom Hahu Sela'a Ha Machlikot. Therefore, Alkin, they called that place Karu La Makom Hahu the Rock of Divisions. Sela'a Ha Machlikot. Whenever David and his troops passed Hamakom, the place where the miracle was done for him and his men, he would separate from his troops, he and the 600 men who had been with him. Then, dismounting from their horses, they would bow down and fall upon their faces and say, Baruch Hu, blessed is he who have done miracles for us, for I and I in this place. Now, the troops standing apart did not say this bracha, this blessing, not having been with Dawid, with David at the time at the Iowa of the Morocco. And so in that place, the soldiers were divided from each other. Therefore, they called that place Alkin, Aru, Lamakom Hahu, the Rock of Divisions, Selah HaMachlekot, Eli Shuri Echeseh Bo, my God, Eli, my Rock Suri, in whom I take refuge, Echesehbo. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, Hebraically, verse 3. Eli, Suri, Echesehbo. The rabbi said that Dawid sang a verse containing 10 words of praise, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, concerning 10 enemies who fell by Yado, fell by Ijut, his ten: Shaul, Doeg, Achitophel, Sheba, the son of Bichri, Shimei, the son of Gera, Shobach, Goliath, and his three brothers, of whom it is said in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 21:22, these four were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the yad, by the hand of Dawid. Five were of the Goyim, the nations of the earth, and five were of Yisrael, of Israel. Concerning the ten, David sang a verse containing 10 words, a seret devarim of praise, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Namely, Psalm 18, verses 2 to 3, that reads, O Lord, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, and my refuge, 2 Samuel 22:3. Yahweh Chizki, Yahweh Solei, U Mitzudati, U Mafalti, Eli Suri, Echeseh Bo, Magini, Wikerena Yishaiya, Misagabi. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, because David acknowledged Ha'el, true good, the true God's gifts, with Asareta Devarim, 10 words of praise, in one verse, in this Mizmor, in this psalm. So, at the end of the Sefer Tehillim, the cipher of the psalm, the book of praises, in the psalm, Hallelujah, praise El Elohim in his sanctuary, David returned thanks to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, with 10 exclamations of praise, and the word Hallelujah, and the word Hallelujah being repeated 10 times. Magini, my shield, Magini, even as the Braka, the shield of Abraham, is said in the 18 benedictions, so is the Braka, the shield of Dawid, said immediately after the lesson from Hanavim, the prophet, horn of my salvation, Eren Yishai, implies that the anointing, the Messiahing oil, flowing of itself, came down over David, over David. Mehulalek rai hua uminoi baya iwasha. I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah umin oibaya iwasha. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 4. Quote, I call thee one worthy of praise, and thereupon am saved from mine enemies. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah umin oibai iwasha. Rav Yudan said, transpose the two halves of the verse. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. I will call upon Yahweh Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. Transpose these two parts. Uminoi baya iwasha. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah. And interpret them thus, quote, after thou savest me, savest I from mine enemies, my haters, I sing thee praise, I sing thee Isaacs. Rav Huna Bar Acha said, David spoke these words, the Barim, concerning Jehoshaphat, who, according to 2 Chronicles 20:21-22, appointed singers like Yahuwah to Jehovah and praises. And after they began to sing and praise Yahuwah, Jehovah set liars in wait against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir that were come against Yehuda, and they were smitten. That is to say, that before the enemies, the haters set upon him, Jehoshaphat sang a song like Yahuwah to Jehovah, and thereupon the enemies, the haters, were smitten before him. Lamnatiyach. Ready Yahuwah lit David. Asher diber la Yahuwah eta divrei hashirah hazot biyom itzli Yahuwah oto mikafa kol oibayo umiyad shaul vayomer ercham kai Yahuwah chizki Yahuwah salaiya ומצודתי ומפלטיע אלי צורי אחזה בו מגיני וקרן ישעיה מסגבי מחולל אקרא יהוה ומין אוי ביי איוושעה. To the chief musician, the song of David, the servant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, who spake to Yahuwah, Jehovah, the words of this song. In the day, Jehovah delivered, snatched him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Shaul, Saul. And he said, I will love thee, I, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, my strength, Yahuwah, Jehovah, my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, I deliver my God, Eli, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon Yahuwah, Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised, Isaac. So shall I be saved from mine enemies, from my haters,
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 haters.
Yes, 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 dubbing with the Don, Augustus Pablo right there, there, there. So here, 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 upper room, upper room. We also have the evening psalm here for the fifth day of the Shavuah. But first this...
Then returned again. They unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
So here, here, here for the fifth day, we have Psalm 81, the evening psalm, the evening psalm. The evening psalms are standing psalms, so they are basically the same chants as chanted in the Temple of Jerusalem, still in the diaspora for, what, almost two millennium, they're still chanted. And interestingly enough, also found as the evening psalms in the true church and the professing Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, the Church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David, the Church of Philadelphia, Brotherly Love, the Church of His Majesty. So right here, 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 Psalm 81.
It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin.
Here, here, in English, sir, right now.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of Dawit, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
The upper room.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Halas Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, Light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Gracias.
Hear, hear, hear. Basic Hebrew. Hear, hear, hear. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A Pa Sa Ka Ra Sha Ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. 22. 22. Aba gadaha wazahata yakalamanasa a pa sakara shata ta ta a aleph ba bait ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain ha chet ta et ya yod ka kaf la lamed Ma, Bain, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pe, Sa, Sadai, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, Sha, Shin, Ta, Tau, Ta, Tau, Ta, Tau, Ta, Tau, Aba, Gada, Ha, Wa, Za, Ha, Ta, Ya, Ka, La, Ma, Na, Sa, A, Pa, Sa, Ka, Ra, Sha, Ta, 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 Ta.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Bom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song
both from the Royal Amharic and also getting to the roots, the groundation in the Ebraist, in the Hebrew as well. Right here, here, here. Today's daily song is Moriod Chet. Psalm 18, Psalm XVIII. It's a song of triumph. Once again, the inflexible trust, the truth, the credit, the admittance, the amen, in Ha'ilahim and Elohim that Dawid, that great King David, Dawid HaMelech, had displayed throughout his trials and tribulation. Here in today's daily psalm, it receives the testimony of its worth, of its value, in this exalting hymn of thanksgiving. Sinai Rastafari say, Yang for Isis, Isis, Miskana, Bamarinya, the Miskana, in the Hebrew, the Toda, Tawada, the thanksgiving. So it has been embodied within Dawid, great King David's autobiography, or rather biography. What's the biography of David? Well, we look at 2 Samuel, Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 22, 2 Samuel chapter 22. Today's daily psalm has been embodied in the biography of David in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and a comparison of what we have in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 18, and 2 Samuel chapter 22, when we compare and contrast. The comparison, it discloses a number of verbal differences between the biographical account in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and what we have here in the Psalter in the book of Psalms, Psalm 18. Now, these are best accounted for as partly scribal variants, scribal variations, and partly as an adapting the 2 Samuel 22, adapting it here, even in today's daily psalm, to the liturgical needs, to the kiddush kedase, to the sacred liturgy, the group worship, right, to the worshipful needs of the community, based on 2 Samuel chapter 22. We have here in Psalm 18 an adaptation for congregational, aggregational worship. Now, on the question, which of the two versions is the more original? Which of the two versions? Is it the version that we have in 2 Samuel chapter 22 or what we have here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, in Mizmor Yod Chet, in Psalm 18. Which of these two? Now, there's an opinion that we like to share, which seems to be the likely and the probable. The opinion goes like this, that the text in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms, it appears to have been subject to a literary revision, or what we'll call even a music, an adaptation at a later date, in which peculiar forms that were possibly licenses of popular usage have been replaced by the forms in ordinary usage. So when we compare 2 Samuel chapter 22, it's just looking at the Hebrew text, what we have in Psalm 18, looking at the Hebrew text, there are some conclusions that can be gotten. One of them is that the text in the book of Psalms appears to have been subjected to a literary revision or an adaptation at a later date, in which peculiar forms in the Hebrew and Afro-Shemitic that were possibly licenses of popular use have been replaced by forms in the more ordinary use. So we have in Psalm 18 is an adaptation of the more original in the biography of David in 2 Samuel chapter 22. Also, there are unusual constructions. As we compare the Hebrew, the ancient archaic Hebrew, there are certain unusual constructions that have been simplified. There are also archaisms, like Hebraicisms and archaicism, archaic old, like slang, Hebrew slang, and even Hebrew patois, so to speak, archaicisms, and obscure, more ancient and ancient expressions have also been explained. So in looking at the older version of the form in 2 Shemuel chapter 22 and comparing the verses by verse, we'll find there's certain differences, and these differences are brought out as we have been seeking to bring them out, that we have literary revisions, adaptations. Psalm 18 brings us forward. There are peculiar forms, right, unusual constructions, simplified Hebraicisms and obscure expressions are also explained in the more latter version. Now, if this view is correct, then the text that we have in Shemuel, a.k.a. in Samuel, it best preserves the original, we could say the more archaic features of the poem, of the composition that we have here today as Psalm 18. So therefore, the 2 Samuel, based on study of the Hebraicism and the Hebrew language, we can see a more older and a rarer form of the Hebrew found within 2 Samuel. And what we have in Psalm 18 appears to be a revision, an adaptation for congregational, worship in the community, particularly in the Heikal, in the temple, congregational worship right here. So just a couple of overviews here, just on today's daily psalm. So we have Psalm 18, and we also have 2 Samuel chapter 22. And for the Talmudim, in the Hebrew studies especially, or comparative studies in some of the other languages, we would definitely recommend looking at both versions, looking at the 2 Samuel chapter 22. You take a couple of verses, for example, and in Psalm 18 right here. But let's rise up the chant right here, because we got a full of full, both in the Royal Amharic and also a full of full of the Midrash, the Hebraic Midrash, and the study of today's daily psalm, a very important psalm. This psalm and this song is a song of triumph. Mine is a song of triumph. So much is embedded in today's daily psalm. So let's get right into it. First hear, from the KJV with some Hebrew highlights and the intro. Use the Hebrew highlight that we like to put in is the first verse in the Hebrew often is relegated in the KJV to a title or superscription. The part of the psalm, today's daily psalm, that reads, "For the leader or the chief musician a psalm of David, the servant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, who spoke to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the words of this song in the day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, from the hand of Shaul. Now, that part there, if you look at the KJV Bibles, we're reading it here from the Hebrew, so some of the words differences would be there. Instead of for the leader, this is from the Hebrew, for the leader, the KJV would have it as for the chief musician. And here, just to have a direct compare and contrast here, going to the KJV, King James Version, in the Scofield Study Bible, and you'll see, if you're looking in your Bible right now, the King James Version, before you get to verse 1 of Psalm 18, you'll see there's a little mini paragraph. There's a mini paragraph that reads, to the chief musician, in italicization, a psalm, outside of the italics of David. So in the Hebrew, it would read, to the chief musician of David, the servant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, who spake to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the words of this song in the day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Shaul. And he said, now, the first so-called proper verse from a Western Gentile KJV perspective of today's daily psalm is, I will love thee, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, my strength. I will love thee, O Yahuwah, my strength. So often when we'll rise up a chant, we'll begin with, you know, the first verse. But just a note to the Talmudim, the fellow disciples, the superscription that we just read to the chief musician, that little mini paragraph before the first verse, from a Hebrew perspective, that there is the first verse, as that there provides the context, right? The context where it's found in the Psalms to the true character, the true interpretation, the true context. So in our reading and chanting comprehension, the first verse, which is the superscription, the title, is very, very important. So the Hebrew highlights here, often bring out from the Hebrew that portion, and in our studies, especially from the Royal Amharic, we always zoom in to the superscription so we can get a right context. But here, rising up to chant today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that's the Order of Melchizedek, today's daily psalm, Psalm 18.
Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hand, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect, and the word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arm. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the street. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen, a people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Chet Yud Chet Yud Chet Yod Chet Yod Chet. Psalm 18. Here he breaks the fourth verse, the Dalet verse of Mizmor Yod Chet Yud Chet. Here. I will call upon Jehovah, he who be who he be, who is worthy to be praised, worthy to be Isaac. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Mehulala ekra Yahuwah, umin oibai iwasheah. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah, Umin, Oibai, Iwashea, Iwashea, Iwashea. Praise Isis, Isis, I cry, is Jehovah, Mehulal, Ekra, Yahuwah. And I am saved from mine enemies. Umin, Oibai, Iwashea. Umin, and from Oibai, mine enemies. Iwashea, Iwashea, Iwashea. I am saved from mine enemies. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah. Umin oibai Iwashea, Iwashea, Iwashea. I call thee, the I, one. I call thee, one, worthy of praise, worthy of Isis. And thee upon, and thee upon, I am saved from mine enemies. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah. Umin oibai Iwashea, Iwashea, Iwashea. I call thee, Echad, Yahuwah Echad, the one, worthy of praise of Isis, and thee upon am I saved from mine enemies. Rav Yudan said, transpose the two halves of the verse. So shall I be saved from mine enemies, mine enemies. I will call upon Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be Isis. Rav Yudan said, to transpose the two halves of the verse, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmur Yod Chet, Psalm 18, here the Dalet verse, Mehulal Ekra Yahuwah, Umin Oibai Iwashea, transpose them, so shall I be saved from mine enemies, Umin Oibai Iwashea, Iwashea, I be saved, Yeshua, Iwashea, 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 I will call upon Jehovah. Who is worthy to be praised. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. And interpret them thus, like this, transposing the two halves of the Dalet, the fourth verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 18, and interpret them like this. After thou savest me, savest I from mine enemies, I sing thee, I, Isis, I sing thee praise. Rav Huna bar Acha said, David spoke these words concerning Jehoshaphat, who, according to 2 Chronicles 20, verses 21 to 22, who appointed singers to the Lord, and praisers and Isises. And after they began to sing and praise, Jehovah set liars in wait against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, that were come against Yehuda, that were come against Judah, and they were smitten, smitten, smitten. Wayuwa'atza il ha'am, wayya'imeida mi'shorim la'yahuwah, uwa mi'halim li'hadrata kodesh, bi'tzeita lifneya he'chalutza, wi'omrim ha'hodu la'yahuwah, ki le'olam chasdo. Here, the fuller verse, 2 Corinthians, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to Jehovah, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise Isis Hodu LaYahuwah, Jehovah, for his mercy endureth forever, for his mercy forever. Waye wa'atza il ha'am, waya imeida mitshorim la Yahuwa uwa mehalima, li hadrata kodesh, bi'tzeita lifneya he chalutz, wi omri hodu la Yahuwa ki le olam chasdo, chasdo, chasdo. Here, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 22, the fuller verse, KJV. And when they began to sing and to praise Yahuwah, Jehovah set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, that were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Smitten. Ua be'et
He Heilua Berina Wate Hila Nataniahua Me Arabim Albine Amon Moaba Wehara Saira Habayim Li Yehuda Nagish. This is to say that before the enemies, the haters, set up on upon him, Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat sang a song La Yahuwah to Jehovah, to He who be who He be Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. And thereupon, the enemies, the haters, were smitten before him, before him.
And here, a Midrash note. So the PE, the print edition, reads. The ET, the edited text, some say is unintelligible. The ET, the edited text, some say is slightly corrupt. N being probably a dittography of the following. Bayin, 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 Bayin. So long, quote, so long as he was not praying, the enemies, the haters, were attacking him. So he sang a song, La Yahuwah to Jehovah, to He who He be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. And as the enemies, the haters, assaulted him, they fell dead before him, before him, before him. Mehulala ekra Yahuwah, umin oibai, iwasheah, iwasheah. I call upon Jehovah, He who He be, who is worthy to be praised, to be Isaac's. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Umin oibai, iwasheah. So shall I be Yeshua, iwasheah, from mine enemies. Praise, praise. Mehulal, mehulal, praise. Eliltad, praise, I cry. Elilta, I cry. Exaltation, I cry. Mehulal, ekra, ekra, I cry, I call out. Ekra, Yahuwah, ekra, Yahuwah. Mehulal, ekra, Yahuwah. Praise, I cry, is He who be who He be. Umin oibai, iwashia. And I am saved. Iwasha, Iwasha, and I am Yeshua, I am saved, I am victorious, I am saved, Iwasha, from mine enemies. Umin oibai, Iwasha, Iwasha. Mehulal ekra Yahuwah, umin oibai, Iwasha, 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 Iwasha,
from
right through the every fruit before they open out the door. Gaze at the sign of the tree before. Yeah. When Jack were born in a cave of the fertile grass, and his hay lay bare. With his garments dipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red eyes, red eyes, red eyes, down in Jehoshaphat. Oh, it's a go red eyes, red eyes, red eyes, down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem, with his garments dipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red eyes, red eyes, red eyes, down in Babylon. And one shall be taken away. Yes, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon. Oh, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah,
against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah.
In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
But it's true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore.
My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Ifafuni chevlei maveta we nachleya bilyaala ye ba'etuni. The sorrows of death compass me, compass I. Ifafuni chevlei mawet, mawet, mawet. Ifafuni. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, a midrash on Mizmor Yod Chet, Yud Chet, Psalm 18. Here Hebraically, the fifth verse. Ifafuni chevle mavet. Ifafuni chevle mavet. The sorrows of death compassed me. Ifafuni. What is the literal meaning of ifafuni? It means waves of sorrow have come up to my mouth. Afafuni. Afafuni. Or in another sense, waves of sorrow have come up to the nose. A different meaning. Do not read afafuni, but afafuni. That is, sorrow swift flying, swoop down like birds of prey upon me. Ifafuni, afafuni, in the sense of afafuni, afafuni, is here derived from off, off, bird, off. As in the verse, let birds fly, ye ofef, above the earth in Bereshith, Genesis 1 and 20. Another meaning, sorrows come rolling over me, over I, like solid wheels, ofan, or spoked ones. Another meaning of afafuni, Rab said in, said that it means, I am seized, epiponos, by sorrows, epiponos. But Ravacha said that it means, I turn, panna, panna, I turn here and there is no redeemer, goal, except the I. Another meaning of afafuni, as a woman weaves a garment using double threads, the thick weave being called afafon. Just so, David, afafuni, sorrows thick as a weaver's webs, enmesh me, enmesh I. Here, David is alluding to the four kingdoms by sorrows of death. Chevle mavet, chevle mavet. He means the kingdom of Babylon by floods of Belial, of Belial, of Belir. Belir, the kingdom of Media and Persia, by cords of Sheol, by cords of Sheol, Chevle Sheol, the kingdom of the Gracchoi of Greece, by the sneers of death, Mokshe Mawet, Mokshe Mavet, the kingdom of Edom, the kingdom of Edom. Why does David used two words to describe each kingdom? Because each attacked Israel from all sides. For it is said, according to today's daily psalm, Psalm 18 Hebraically, verses 5 and 6, they compass me. Ifafuni. They compass me. They assailed me. Ye. Ba'etuni, yeba'etuni, they assailed me, they surrounded me, sivavuni, sivavuni, sibabuni, they surrounded me, they confronted I, kidmuni, kidmuni, they confronted I, they compassed I, assailed I, surrounded I, confronted I. Ifafuni, yeba'etuni, sibabuni. In the two words, David also referred to the two names each kingdom bore. Thus, in death's sorrows, he referred to Babylon and Chaldea,
the Kasdi, in Belial, in Belial's, Belial's floods, to Medea and Persia, in Sheol's cords, to the Gracchoi and Macedon, to the Greece and Macedon, in death's sneers, to Ishmael and Edom, to Ishmael and Edom. The rabbis, the Rebbeinot asked, in death sorrows and death sneers, in the Chevlei Maweta and in the Mokshe Maweta, describing the first exile and the fourth exile. Why does David use the word Mawet, Mavet, death, of both? Because one kingdom destroyed the first Heikal, the first temple, and the other destroyed the second Heikal, the second temple. Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, because one kingdom decreed persecution, false prosecution, and the other also decreed persecution, false prosecution. David was referring to Babylon in saying, Hebraically in today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, verse 7, in my distress, I called upon Jehovah, Batzar li ekra Yahuwah, to Medea and Persia, in saying, and cried to Elohai, and cried to Elohai, to the Gracchoi, Greece, and he heard my voice. He heard my voice out of his temple. And to Edom, Edom, in my cry came before him, even into his ears. But Sarli, Ekra Yahuwah, Willa Elohaya Iwasha, Ishma'a, Mea Hekaloa Koli, Wishawa Otia, Lifanayo, Taboa, Be Azanayo. Ha'el, the true God said, because the men of Edom forced Yisrael to renounce HaTorah, to renounce Jah's law, Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty. Of that, it is written in Yehoshua, in Joshua 1 and 8. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Therefore I shall punish Edom with fire, with Esh, Isat, with fire, as is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 34:9-10. Edom shall become burning pitch. The smoke thereof shall go up forever for ever. Moreover, because the men of Edom, of Edom, burnt HaHekal, the temple, from that smoke came forth, as is said in Yeshayah, Isaiah 6 and 4, the house was filled with smoke. Therefore the words in Yeshayah, Isaiah 66 and 6, a voice from HaHekal, a voice from the temple, imply that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Edom, do you not remember what you did in my temple? Hear the voice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, that rendereth recompense to his enemies, his haters. Rav Phinehas, Fi Nachas, Phinehas and Rav Acha, ask in the name of Rav Chama Bar Chanina, why did David, in speaking of the third kingdom, mention HaHekal, the Hekal of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah? Because HaHekal, the temple, remained standing during all the days of the Gracchoi of Greece. And why did David, in speaking of the first kingdom, say, in my distress, Batzar-li, and not in my distresses? Because all the Nabim, Nabiyayim, all the prophets, when they speak of the distresses of Yisrael, speak of them in the singular, and thereby make them less distressing. Thus, like this Moshe said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 4 and 30, in thy distress, when all these things are come upon thee, the I, Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah said in Lamentations 1 and 20, behold, Yahweh, I am in distress. Behold, Jehovah, for I am in distress. David said in Psalm 106:44, he looked upon their distress. And Dawid and David said again in Psalm 120, first verse, in my distress I call to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Rav Yehuda, Judah, proved from another passage in Scripture that it was ordained for HaHekal, for the temple to remain standing in the days of the Gracchi, in the days of Greece. For by Lion in, if a man did flee from a lion, in Amos 5 and 19. Scripture means Babylon. Of that, it is said in Daniel 7 and 4, the first was like a lion, and by Beer in, and a beer met him, in Amos in Amos 5 and 19. Scripture means Medea and Persia. Of that, it is said even in Daniel 7 and 5, behold, another beast, a second, like to a beer, and by house in, and went into Habayit, went into the bait, into the house in Amos in Amos 5:19. Scripture means the kingdom of Greece of the Gracchi, in whose days HaHekal, the temple, remained standing. The Greeks, the Gracchi, were not vexed because HaHekal, the temple, continued to stand. Indeed, when they saw Simon HaTzadik, Simon the Just, they would rise up in respect, before him. And by serpent in, and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him, in Amos, in Amos 5:19. Scripture means Rome, Rome, Rome Harasha, Rome the ratchet, Rome the wicked. Of that, it is said in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah, in Ermias 46 and 22, the voice thereof shall go like a serpent. Rav Yehuda, Judah, drew similar proof from still another passage, namely Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon 5 and 2. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for Roshi, my head, Rasi, is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. By sister, scripture means the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael and Babylon, who were in close kinship with Torah. By love, scripture means Yisrael in Medea and Persia, who were lovers of Torah. By dove, scripture means Yisrael in Greece. Why does scripture call Yisrael in Greece dove? Because HaHekal, the temple, the Baita Mikdash, Baita Mekdes, continued to stand. Turtle doves and doves were offered on HaMizbeach, on the altar. By undefiled, scripture means Yisrael in Edom, in Edom. Why does scripture call Yisrael in Edom, in Edom, undefiled? Because attaching themselves to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, they gave up their lives for the hallowing, the holifying, the eilifying, the separating, the sanctifying of Hashem. And thus, like this, in spite of many persecutions, false prosecutions decreed against the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, they stood undefiled. In Roshi, my head, Rase, is filled with dew, in Song of Songs 5 and 2. Scripture is alluding to the time, the Iwa of HaMashiach, the Messiah, when, as the dead come back to life, to liberty, HaMashiach, the Messiah, will be told, quote, thy dew is as the dew of light, and the earth shall bring to life the shades, in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 26 and 19. And in the following phrase from Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 5 and 2, my locks with the drops of the night. Scripture is alluding to the tears of those who will return from exiles, dark as night. Those who, it is said, even in Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah 31 and 9, quote, shall come with weeping, end quote. Watig asha, watir asha, haaretz. Then the earth shook and trembled. Watig asha, watir asha, haaretz. Then the earth she shook and she trembled. According to today's psalm, here, Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 8. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani taught, why do earthquakes come? Because of the chaos, the chaos between the fall of one kingdom and the rise of another. As scripture says in Jeremiah 51:29, and the earth shall tremble and shake, for every purpose of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation. Eliyahu, Elijah, ever remembered on good occasions, asked Rav Nehorai, why do earthquakes come? Rav Nehorai replied, because of the desecration of tithes. They are not rightly tithed, nor set aside as they ought to be. Eliyahu, Elijah said, upon thy life, what thou sayest is vulgar opinion. The root of the matter is this. When HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, looks upon His earth and sees theaters and circuses, sees the nations, the goyim of the earth, living in ease, while the holy, the Isla habitation is in ruins, then His wrath is kindled against His earth, and He seeks to destroy it. He seeks to destroy her. Then, according to Jeremiah 25 and 30, Yahuwah, Jehovah, roars from on high and utters His voice because of His holy, His Isla habitation. Thus, like this, it is because of His holy Isla habitation that, according to the words of today's daily psalm, Watiga Asha, Watir Asha Ha'aretza, the earth, she shook and trembled. Rav Acha said, earthquakes come because of pederasty, For HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, says, quote, thou usest thy member in a manner unnatural to thee. And so because of thee, I shake my earth above and below. The Rebbeinot, the rabbis, however, maintain that earthquakes come because of strife among men, as is said even in Zechariah 14 and 5. Ye, y'all, shall flee to the valley of the mountains. Ye, y'all shall flee, like as ye, y'all fled from before the earthquake. Nevertheless, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani insisted, the word shaking clearly refers to the chaos, the chaos between kingdoms as they rise and fall. For it is said in Jeremiah 51:29, the earth she shall tremble and shake. Wherefore? Why? Because every purpose of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall be performed against Babylon. Eliyahu, Elijah, ever remembered on good occasions, also asked Rav Nehorai, why did HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, create animals and reptiles that are forbidden as food? Rav Nehorai replied, when mortals sin, when mortals uck up, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, even as He looks at animals and reptiles, says, quote, if I preserve those for that there is no need, how much more ought I to preserve those for whom there is need, and who upon repenting become holy, completely righteous? But Eliyahu, Elijah said, for these also there is need. The fly against the hornet sting, the bedbug against a swallowed leech, the snake against scabs, the snail against lectin, and the crushed spider against the scorpion's bite. Another comment on Watig Asha, Watir Asha Haaretz, the earth, she shook and trembled. You find that when Moshe went up to Shemayim, to heaven, and was delayed there, Yisrael, Israel, made the molten, so-called golden calf, And five angels of punishment confronted him. Thereupon Moshe was frightened and began to pray for Yisrael, and thus turned off the angel of anger away from Yisrael. Then he came down, as is said in Shemot in Exodus 32 and 15, Moshe turned and went down from Hahar, from the mount. What do the words Moshe turned mean? Rav Yitzhak, Rav Isaac said, Moshe did not stir thence there until he had turned away every face of wrath, even though, as it is written in the Sefer Tehillim in the book of Psalms, the earth she shook and trembled, and foundations were shaken because of his wrath. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Watigash watirash haaretza. Ua mosedea harim yirgazu. Waita ga ishu akola hara lo. Asa Allah, Allah ashana be'apo. Allah ashana be'apo. We esha mi piyoa tokela. Gehalim ba'erua mimenu. And when was it that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, bowed the heavens and he made him to go down? Wayetam mayim, wayered, wayered, wayerafela tachata raglayu. According to Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 10, when Moshe turned and went down from Hahar, went down from the mount, according to Shemot, Exodus 32 and 15. This happened in the period between the feast of Moed, the feast of weeks, Shavuot, and the 17th day in Tammuz. One verse declares in Shemot, Exodus 20 and 19, ye, y'all, have seen that I have talked with you from Shemaim, from heaven. But another verse reads, according to Exodus 19 and 20, Yahweh, Jehovah came down upon Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, on the top, the Rosh, the head of Hahar of the mount. How can both statements stand? Because a third reconciles them. A third, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 4:36, out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he made thee see his great fire. Such was Rav Yishmael's opinion. But Rav Akiva maintained, the two verses prove that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, made the upper heavens bow down to the top, the Rosh, the head of Hahara, the mount. And it was thus like this that he spoke to Yisrael from heaven. As is said even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, verse 10, Wayeta mayim, wayeredau, wayerafela tachata raglayo. He bowed the heavens and came down. Wayirkav ala kerub, wayaof, and he rode upon a kerub, a cherub, and did fly. Wayirkav ala kerub, wayaof. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 11. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. Wayirkav ala kerub, wayaof. As Paro, Pharaoh, was going forth to pursue the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, Paro, Pharaoh said, give me a stallion to ride upon. Why a stallion? Because he is swift. What did HaKadosh, the Holy, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, do? Over against Paro, Pharaoh, he caused a phantom stallion to appear and rode it himself. As is said, even in Habakkuk 3 and 15, thou didst tread the sea with thy stallions. And again in Habakkuk 3 and 8, thou didst ride upon thy stallions. Paro, Pharaoh, tried again, saying, quote, give me a mirror that can stand up to the battle. Why a mirror? because a stallion, when he needs to make water, stops and so delays. But a mere going into battle, makes water on the run. Then Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said, quote, I shall make a phantom mere appear, lifnei faro, before Pharaoh, and I will ride it myself. I will ride it myself, as is said, even in Song of Songs 1 and 9, my mere against Pharaoh's chariots, my mere against Pharaoh's chariots. Pharaoh tried again. He took arrows and scattered them against Yisrael. But HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, brought fiery arrows and scattered them against Paro, as is said. Even here in today's daily psalm, Vayishlacha Chizayo, Vayafitzei, Uvarakim Arab, Vayahumeim. He sent out His arrows and scattered them. Paro, Pharaoh tried again and brought flashing weapons of steel. But HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Eloah, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, brought flashing lightnings. As it said, He shot out lightnings and discomforted them. He shot out lightnings. Uberakim, Rav, Wayahumein. That is, confounded HaMitzrayim, the Egyptian, the Chemites, and brought chaos among them. He took their battle standards away, and they did not know what to do. And the pillar of cloud came down and turned the roads into mud and into all kinds of mire. And the pillar of fire made all things boil, so that the hoofs of their horses were entangled. Pharaoh tried again and brought up catapults to throw stones. And HaKadosh, the Isla One, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, threw hailstones, as is said. Hear, Psalm 18, verse 14. The Most High gave forth. We Eliona Yiteno Koloa Barada. We Gachle Eish. Hailstones. Pharaoh tried again and brought all kinds of missiles. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, brought fiery coals, as is said. The Most High, Elyon, gave forth Yitain. Olo, His voice, Barad, Gachlei Eish, coals of fire. Paro then sought to hearten His hosts with all kinds of horns and bugles, clarions and trumpets. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, heartened His hosts with His voice. As is said, Yahweh, Jehovah also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High gave forth His voice. Wayaraima Bashamaim Yahuwah Weliona Yitena Kolo. When Pharaoh had finished trying all that he knew and had no thing left in his hands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, O Rasha, O wicked one, O ratchet one, thou hast been spattering me. Rab Berakayu said in the name of Rab Eliezer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now riding upon a cherub, as is said, He rode upon a cherub. Wayirkav ala kerub. Ask Paro, Pharaoh, O Rasha, O wicked, ratchet one, perchance, Manalva, perhaps, thou hast a kerub, a cherub? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, now flying, as it is said, He did fly. Wayaof. He did fly while you're off. Ask Paro, O Rasha, O ratchet one, perchance, perhaps thou canst fly. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, now moving from wing to wing of the wind, as it said, He did swoop down upon the wings of the wind. Vayede'e ala kanfe ruach. Ask Paro, O Rasha, O ratchet one, not but perhaps, perchance thou canst do this. Another comment on, He did swoop down upon the wings of the wind. Vayede'e ala kanfe ruach. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, the wind goes forth only from between the wings of the heavenly creatures. As is said, He did swoop down upon the wings of the wind. Vayede'e ala kanfe ruach. Another comment on, He rode upon a cherub, a kirub. Vayirkava ala kirub. Ravacha told a mashal, a parable, misale, a proverb, an example, a parable of a melek, a negus, even negus and the guest of whom it happened that kidnappers came and led away Beino, his son. As how melek's servants made ready to coach to pursue the kidnappers, how melek, the king, the negus, even negus and the guest said, if I wait for the coach to be made ready for me, Beni, my son will perish. What did HaMelech do? What did the Negus, the king, do? He unhitched a horse from the coach and pursued the kidnappers. Just so did HaKadosh, the Isle One, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Out of the throne of glory, He took a kerub, a cherub, and rode upon it and made war against Paro, against Pharaoh, and against Mitzrayim, against Egypt, against Kemet. As is said, He rode upon a kirub and did fly. Vayirkav ala kiruba vayof. Hence, whence did Ha'el, where did Ha'el take the kirub? From between the wheels of the chariot, the merkaba. Rav Hanina bar Papa said, a mortal, when carrying a burden, is underneath it, but HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is above His burden. As is said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33:27, the eternal El Olam, the eternal true good, true God, is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. The Mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation says, He did swoop down upon the wings of the wind. Vayede'e al kanfe ruach. But the corresponding verse in Shemuel, in Samuel, reads, He was seen upon the wings of the wind in 2 Samuel 22:11. From this it follows that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, has many worlds and can be seen in them all as He swoops down upon the wings of the cherubim.
Of the cherubim. Of the cherubim. Of the cherubim. Of the cherubim. Of the cherubim. Of the cherubim. Of the cherubim. Of the cherubim.
Of the Kepraim, the Kerubim. It's interesting that analogy there about the kidnapping of the king's son. It was an interesting story that His Majesty was in Brazil when He got the intel, you know, from His intelligence agencies and also, you know, the subservient Yehudim. Some of the Mossad had also informed Him about what was going on in Addis. And so He got on the plane, He canceled what He was doing in Brazil, and He began to fly over the Ethiopic Ocean called the Transatlantic Ocean. And one of the engines of, I think it was maybe a Boeing, had blew out. And when he reached West Africa, the plane landed, and they told him that, oh, well, you know, we're going to have to repair this. We're going to take this long. But because of what was happening in Addis, even concerning his earthly, you know, son speaking about Asphalt Wilson, you know, we could look at it as a sort of a kidnapping right there, you know, with the creeping coup that occurred at that particular time. His Majesty made the awesome decision, Garmawi Negusa Neges, the King Messiah. He said, let's go, basically, to get on the plane, even with that one less engine. And this has been recorded elsewhere, so we can bring this up. We got the receipts on this. And many of those who were in the company of Garmawi Negusa Neges, they were they were scared. And so as Matthew turned to them, you know, and he was like, who are you scared for, me, for I, or for yourselves? Come, let's go. And so as Matthew, the imperial bird, we can say, you know, the Kepra, the Merkaba of modern times, the chariot of the air, that it went from West Africa, you know, across the Sahara and the different lanes in order to reach Addis. And basically the flight had went well. But then just hearing that right there, the Midrash concerning the kidnapping and what occurred, you know, with him upon the Kepraim or the Kirubim, hint, hint, you know, yes, so interesting, interesting. Today's daily psalm, a psalm of victory of King David.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Aish, aish, aish in the Hebrew, the aish, the aish, the aish, and the isat in the royal Amharic. Well, right here, here, the king thunder.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The Ten. El Shaddai, Almighty I. Yes,
I. Only my real life class, yeah, with the joy. Rastafari. A winner is naturally. I won a boo house and a tent. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine enough. So welcome to my world, a world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let us acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwei Shou Tzedakah, by the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. In this worldwide world, there's no other like you. So ever, never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. His angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, here can come none, oh none. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You stay with me. True was my hustle, my Lord is my savior. True was my struggle, he is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. For none in my job, for none the echo, yeah, both tell it, Moko Benny Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. His two angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work them. Open up my ears to hear your voice them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El
Jesus died. Hello, no, Adonai. And so angel was still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Kakam, Adonai. We who praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teaching and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right by me. Now this good wide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never ever stop dying, ever to die. Hello, Leon, now I don't die. These two angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, here come the Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life last year I wish it Jah Rastafari.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. Yah. Yah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for help.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
Fire hot.
Indeed.
Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot.
Indeed. So terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 Judah first. Even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah,
against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against
Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the Psalm 18.
מזמור י"ח למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד, אשר דיבר לאדוני את דברי השירה הזאת, ביום הציל אדוני אותו מכף כל אויביו ומיד שאול. ויאמר, 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 ויאמר.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trusted him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people unto me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore, 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 forevermore.
On this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people, and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936. Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae. Now popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide.
They can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. The vines and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Oh, Jah bless, I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found no weapon, just only a dropper. But I'm so solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set their top, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. When they come with the one never let up. Die is the light into my dark. He cut and tear all my part. They fight me without a cause. Trying to make my life so hard. The king of kings and the lord of lords. Give us all reward. Those our leaders are rough. They just can't stop me now. Even when they set their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that. They just can't stop me now. Even when they set a roadblock, they just can't stop me now. Go down to mix me up in your dirty gang. You're only trying to tarnish my name. You're only looking for the innocent to blame. When you're the ones who wish us a gun down the lane. You only got this faction and the fame. But the righteous believes and the rain. Love is all I got to give and I'm not to say. Looking for the future that I can't change. Cause I'm so solid as a rock and they just can't stop me now. Even when they send their traps, they just can't stop me now. People will say this and that, they just can't stop me now. Even when they set up roadblocks, they just can't stop me now. They can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. Keep the vibe and I stood my ground. They will never ever take my crown. Who's a bless? I say no man curse. Things getting better when they thought it would be worse. Here comes the officers asking for a search. They found a weapon just only a dropper. Solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now.